Major Garrett is chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. His show that he hosts is called The Takeout. He's got books out. The two I really like are The Big Truth and Mr. Trump's Wild Ride. I'm putting together my Christmas this week. I kept looking for the next book to come out because Michelle would buy it for me. It's not out yet. Major, when's the next one coming out? You're always working on stuff.
Well, that's a great question. I have some ideas. I need some publishers to bite, and when they bite, I'll write, and then you can buy.
Okay, that sounds like a really good plan. Hey, we've been waiting to talk to you all day about some of the dynamics surrounding the Epstein situation. So to bring people up to speed, as you know, Major, the House passed moving on the files being released. The Senate has agreed now that they will pass something. Maybe that happens tonight. Is there still a scenario, Major, where the DOJ says we can't release it because there's investigations, or there's some scenario still where this stuff doesn't end up being released, or are we headed now to where it's going to be released?
There is a scenario where things do not get released to the satisfaction of the survivors. And just a quick update, this happened moments ago. The House of Representatives confirmed that it will not send the bill until tomorrow morning to the Senate. The Senate cannot pass it by unanimous consent until it receives the bill. So Senate action, not until tomorrow morning. It will not happen tonight. The House just announced that.
The latest right here. Wow. Major Garrett.
So, yes, there is a scenario. And it was noteworthy last week that President Trump said he wants the Department of Justice to investigate Democrats. That could give the Justice Department reason to say, well, we can't release things because of a pending investigation. The problem with that, chronologically, is the Justice Department, as some may remember, on July 7th, released a two-page memo in which it said, its words, not mine, that all the files had been investigated, all the leads had been pursued, and there was no predicate to investigate anyone else associated with or who might have been a co-conspirator in anything related to Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell. So that's what it said on July 7th. No reason to investigate anyone else. Then the president said, no, I want you to investigate Democrats, which means you're reopening an investigation your own Justice Department had closed, saying it had thoroughly investigated all potential leads. That is a problem. That is a problem of contradiction. And it opens this possibility of delaying things because of a pending investigation. Well, why is there a pending investigation if your own Justice Department said in July there's nothing to look into? That's a conflict that could become a larger political problem around all this, because the Senate has now said we're going to pass this, we're going to send it to the president's desk. He sort of said yesterday he would be willing to sign it in a Truth Social post moments ago. He didn't definitively say that. So there are still things that are uncertain about all of this. And it's not just what's in the possession of the Justice Department. It's also what's in the possession of the Treasury Department. There are lots of files there about financial records. How did this enterprise that Jeffrey Epstein created, in which shell companies, some of them related to modeling, were created? How were they financed? How did that money move around? How was this network of sex trafficking and recruitment of young girls, in which there are more than 1,000 victims identified by the Trump Justice Department, exist and exist for so long? There might be some criminal culpability there. The survivors certainly believe there is criminal culpability for people not named Ghislaine Maxwell or Jeffrey Epstein. Will we ever find out about that? Will these ever be released in completeness? There are scenarios where we might not get a definitive answer to that.
I want to change topics and ask you about something else we've been watching all afternoon. Major Garrett from CBS News with us, the guy in Washington. The Crown Prince visit. Is it appropriate that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is being feted like a hero today?
I had a pretty good source on my program moments ago to talk about that. Jamal Khashoggi's widow, Hanan Alater Khashoggi. And she broke down in tears when I read to her what the U.S. intelligence community concluded and released in a declassified form in 2021, that the Crown Prince was responsible for orders to either detain or murder Jamal Khashoggi. And yet, she said, there are still opportunities for President Trump and the Saudi government, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, MBS as he's known, is the king-to-be, but he's the most important political figure within the Saudi kingdom, could redress the matters related to Khashoggi's murder and foster better relations between the United States and Saudi Arabia. That's the widow of Jamal Khashoggi saying there are still opportunities. She told me, I'd love to meet President Trump. He said that my husband was a controversial figure. So what? That doesn't mean he should have been murdered under any set of circumstances. He was a brave journalist who talked about the betterment of Saudi Arabia, and that should be taken into account along with many other issues related to the Saudis and the United States. I was not astonished, but I was a little surprised at her not forgiving nature, but understanding that there are larger issues involved. And she said President Trump could do both at the same time. Honor the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, seek accountability, force the Saudi government to do more than just say a mistake was made, while also pursuing, let us say, normalized relations between the Saudi kingdom and Israel, financing the rebuilding of Gaza, trying to find a two-state solution that includes the Palestinians. So that 15-minute interview with Jamal Khashoggi's widow is available on the podcast platform and on our YouTube channel, so people can see that in its entirety. But that's what she said on my program this evening.
Wow. I'm sure the president will be watching that, and she wants to have a conversation with him. What about the current president?
I mean, the problem with that, though, is, and I raised this with Hanan Alater Khashoggi, because the president went farther than the crown prince did in the Oval Office today. He said, pointing at Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, he didn't know anything about it. That's not what his own intelligence department and organizations concluded. It's a direct contradiction to that. Even Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, the crown prince, said sitting next to the president, it was a mistake and we're going to try to avoid it in the future. He took some shred of accountability. President Trump didn't want him to take any accountability for it. And that's a big gap between what Jamal Khashoggi's widow hopes might be achieved, would like to talk to the president about, and the president's own words.
Major, remind us, what's the easiest way to get the Takeout podcast?
So the easiest way is to go Takeout with Major Garrett on any podcast platform. Every show is there. Every long-form interview we do is there. Sometimes we do interviews like tonight with Hanan Alater Khashoggi. That was 6 minutes on the TV show, but 15 minutes in totality. So we do things in both spaces. We do the TV show on streaming, but we also do long-form interviews. You can get all of that content on any podcast platform, and you can watch it on the YouTube channel on CBS.
He is CBS's chief Washington correspondent. We always value your perspective. Major, thank you so much. Get working on that book.
We'll talk next week.
Get with the publisher. Get writing. All right.
Publishers bite, then I write, then you buy.
Talk to you next week.
Bite, write, buy. That's
I
the
like
sequence,
that.
Okay?
I like thank that.